Kia ora and welcome back to the burnt breakfast, the crispiest, burntest, most worst tasting breakfast in the world. I just made that up. I've never said that before. Anyway, very excited for my next interview here with the crew from Fixate Gallery. I have Ruben and Jenna here.
Hi.
And hello, hello. And I also have on the line the artist of the latest exhibition, which is called Living in a Loop. I have the very talented Component on the line. Good morning, Component.
Kia ora, how's it going?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
So anyway, first of all, I guess, congratulations on this exhibition. Some really, really super interesting art here. But I shouldn't really be describing it, I think. That job is probably best left to you. So tell us a little bit about Living in a Loop.
Yeah, well, the latest work from me in my studio, stencil-based work is what I create. And with this body of work, I'm looking to discuss our sort of identity in society in this point in time, really, and sort of challenge perceptions, inspire dialogue, and it was a collection of ideas that have been in my system for the past 3 years that have been really wanting to come out since COVID, really.
And what's interesting is when you kind of see the art, that whole name, Living in a Loop, kind of it comes to realization. Like, you understand the name of it quite quickly. So, I mean, I guess what was kind of the inspiration behind some of these pieces?
Yeah, it does relate to that sense of living in a continuous loop, and how we are... We're in a repetitive state of activities in the world.
Mm.
Things like war seem to come about in a continuous manner, and how they affect all the other things. Things like the pandemic feel like they could happen again, which is not necessarily what we all want to hear, but it feels like that is potential. So it sort of relates to the things that we're living in, I guess, and so, yeah.
Gina, Ruben, hello. We haven't really talked to you yet. How are you going? Tell us, what kind of attracted you guys to this art?
Well, Component's work, we've worked with him for about 8 years, I think, now. He would put art into some of our group shows because he's based in Auckland, and there's something really powerful about a really good thought out stencil artwork, and I think with Component he matches the found backgrounds or signs or objects and matches that with a really profound sort of message through the stencil art. So there's a really beautiful contrast, and it's very there's very strong messaging behind it, and that's been really cool for us to get involved with.
I'm just interested, Component, because this kind of style of stencil art, which actually I was going to ask what you call this art, but clearly it's stencil art, makes sense as name. it's very traditionally used the style to deliver, I guess, quite poignant messages or very current messages. And you see, you know, likes of Banksy, I guess, is a big name, for example, who kind of does this style sometimes. Is for you, do you feel like you have to have this profound message to deliver, or is that just, you know, something that organically happens?
Well, I think people like Banksy have been a huge influence on my work, and the way that he can purvey a subversive message really quickly is part of what attracts me to this art form. I mean, in 97, when I was in London, I saw his work and was, you know, heavily influenced from that. I'm heavily influenced from skateboard and graphic art and hip-hop culture. It does relate. Stencil work, obviously, was sort of born from the, you know, punk era and revolutionary era of, you know, way back in the 60s and 70s and stuff. So the immediacy of the work is something I really enjoy, like the fact that you get to see exactly what the art is saying quite quickly. But yet you can have layers within that. And so also the effectiveness of it on the street. I come from painting on the street and was very attracted to that form of art. And so stenciling, again, is just really effective, quick way of being up, you know, painting on the street.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really attracted to stenciling. I do go in different directions, but I constantly come back to this form, which is... I just really enjoy the immediacy of it. In the studio, it's different. It's a lot more layered and thought out. But again, I do keep the work quite, you know, not overly complicated so that people can get the message reasonably quickly.
Yeah, I guess because some of the style of art is done on the street, which is, you know, a little naughty. do you have to be quite quick with it? Like, is there a rush to it? How does that sort of work? Do you sneak out, you know, middle of the night type thing?
Yeah, well, yeah, you can either do middle of the night or you can just be really, you know, obvious with a high viz.
Cool. Smart.
It's one of the benefits of stencil art is that you actually get the combination because you get to put the time into the production away from that public site.
Yeah, right.
Then the execution is in that very public nature. So it has this really... And I think Component summed it up in a way. There's an immediacy that comes from that juxtaposition of planning and sort of production against the urgency of installation in a way. And, you know, the likes of Banksy are always a name that comes up, but actually the lineage of stenciling goes back much further. As Component touched on, you know, revolutionary sort of imagery around, you know, periods quite far back, kind of thing. But even just, you know, there's a connection to the way that authority leaves a mark using a stencil. You know, you think about military vehicles marked with stenciled numbers and things like that. You know, stenciling techniques were used on different sort of symbols of authority. So in that way, it's a perfect tool to use to also blow back against authority. And I think that's something that stencil art really has, is an ability to draw on that lineage to clearly make a comment against the status quo, against the sort of power structures that be. And Component's work is a great example of that, in that it's aware of the importance of juxtaposition. In a lot of these works, they use found objects that have wear and tear and evoke the urban environment. The forms themselves, the images themselves, are really beautiful, and yet there's also these little... you know, imperfections or the use of aerosol in a very particular way that comes with a lot of experience, you know, create this sort of symbiosis of all these ideas in a really vital kind of way.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point because I kind of didn't think about that. But yes, you have to make the stencil first. The whole idea of having the vision for that stencil before you actually have the final product. Really impressive. And I haven't mentioned it at all, but I've recently been in Europe. and, you know, places like Berlin, for example, you know, there is stencil art everywhere. And the history of it as a revolutionary tool, is so rich and so fun. So I love that this is an exhibition you're bringing now, and I think particularly for the RDU audience as well, like to the listeners out there, this style of art very much you can relate to and appeal, and that will appeal to you as well. I guess the important question, Jenna, is what are the details of this exhibition?
Yeah, well, Living in a Loop by Component is opening tonight at 5 p.m. at Brilliant. Big Sight Gallery, and we're in 54 Holden Street, Sydenham. So from 5 to 9, come on down. We've got Southpaw beer, Scapegrace gin, we'll have some snacks, and Component will be here. He's flying down for a whirlwind visit for the opening only.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, exclusive.
And, the exhibition runs for a month, so if you don't get down tonight, please come through, just check our opening hours. And, yeah, we're super honoured and privileged to have Component solo exhibition, so we're looking forward to it.
You go.
I just wanted to say, you know, as a fan of Component for a long, long time, this show is one of the most important figures in Aotearoa's urban art history, so it's an amazing opportunity for people to see some incredible work.
And I think it's important to note and give credit to you, Component, that we've talked a lot about stencils, but there's actually a lot more than just kind of stencils used in this exhibition. And what kind of first jumps to mind is, of course, taxidermy. Tell me about that. Is that something new for you? Like, was this an exhibition of really trying new things?
Well, I always want to try and break the tradition of just, like Ruben touched on, I really enjoy found objects that have a story.
Yeah, yeah.
So one of the key pieces in the work is a found sign. Well, it was bought from a shop, Flotsam and Jetsam here in Auckland, but the sign arcs back to the 60s, and then the taxidermy was something I came across and just was very interested in, and it really about the message of what that has to relay to the
viewer.
And just talking about COVID and just how we all just sort of puts it into place, really. And it was a bit of fun, and just you want to have a bit of fun with it too, and
make totally
have it, commentary, really. Have it. They might like it, they might dislike it. This show has been really important to me because a gallery like Fixate is allowing artists to express what they would like to make. So this show is everything that I want to make only, which sounds a little bit selfish, but it's something that, as an artist, that's a really, really important thing to be able to do in these times. Art is really in a bit of a struggle at the moment, and so to be able to produce art which is just yours, to have that message is super important to me, and I'm really pleased that this gallery takes that risk with artists. You know, lets people do that, and I think that some of the best art comes from that. So I'm super proud of this show. It's the first solo show in 8 years that I've done.
Oh, wow.
It's a risky thing doing a solo show, and so I'm super proud.
Yeah, I mean, you should be so proud. And, you know, putting yourself first sometimes is really valuable, because ultimately you put yourself first here, but I think you've elevated the thoughts of lots of people. Here, realistically.
And that's the goal as well, right? As an artist, that's your job, is to invoke thoughts and feelings and conversations and get those things going, rather than having, oh, this is just a pretty, picture to look at. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, that's great, and it looks good on your wall, but, let's spark conversation with art. That's something that you need to be reminded of. And I think stencils are a very good medium for that. I just really relate to that format.
Yeah, well, honestly, I could talk all day, but I've been naughty here, and it's been quite a long interview for me. But
thank you.
Component, Jenna, Ruben, thank you all so much for joining me this morning. This is such a cool exhibition. And to the RDU audience out there, I really genuinely mean it. This is an exhibition, I think, that will appeal to you so much. I think it's so cool. And the thing about stencil art is it sends a message, but it's got humour in it as well, and it delivers that in a clever, kind of contemporary, funny way. And I think to our audience out there, that's kind of a bit of all of us, really. So again, thank you,
thank you
so much for joining me in the studio and on the phone. So multimedia, this interview. I love it.
Flash airs.
Anyway, have a wonderful day to all of you.
And thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us, Component.